Forest Park, Oak Park area. Yeah, somebody remember? That's wonderful. You probably lived around there before, so you know. Okay. Huh? It's the church, okay. But since then, they have moved to Iowa, if I remember correctly. And then after a number of years teaching in the Mayor's Bible College, Pastor Cole began his ministry with the Moody Bible Institute. And most familiar to us, he is a voice in the radio, in the open line, if I remember correctly, about 10, 20 years, for the last 10, 20 years, answering fielding questions from anyone and anywhere. People call in with all kinds of questions, questions of faith, questions on the Bible, questions of life, and Pastor Cole would be answering those questions. And I used to be so amazed. One thing I was so amazed, Pastor Cole, is that you can quote scripture just like that, as if there is a computer right in here between your 2 ears. And I was so amazed at that familiarity that Pastor Cole with the Bible. Now, I noticed that all of us are bilingual. All of us are bilingual. So unless someone who is absolutely cannot manage English, we're just going to let Pastor Cole speak all by himself without interruption of translation. Okay? But even though tonight is a informal evening with our dear friend, dear father and grandfather, we still look to the Lord in prayer. Shall we join together in prayer, please? Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for the example. Thank you for the model of faithfulness and devotion to you in the life of Pastor and Mrs. Cole, and how they have devoted so much of their life into serving you in faraway land, in difficult circumstances. And we are amazed at his love for you and his knowledge of the truth. And Father, we are grateful that you are bringing him back again to us with us tonight. We just pray that your Spirit may lead us into in tune with your Spirit, that we may really boldly and openly express our doubts, perhaps, questions that we have always had for a long time. But may your Spirit speak through us, through the ministry of Pascal tonight, opening our eyes to see the truth and the glory and beauty of Jesus, opening our hearts to receive him into our life as Lord and Savior. Be with us tonight. And may your presence be our blessing. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, how we're going to do this is for the first 10 minutes or so, and Pastor Cole is going to speak to us from his heart and see what message that God has for us through him. And after that, he'll be open to questions. And then I have papers around, and I encourage everyone to use papers, or you don't have to if you don't need to. Ask questions. Write down your questions if you would like to, and we'll give it to Pastor Cole. Any question that you have on faith, on intellects, on the rationality of the gospel, and is it reasonable to place your trust and your commitment to Christ Jesus? Ask any questions, all right? So Pastor Cole, come on up and speak to us as the Lord will want you to speak.
First, I'm very glad to be with you. I don't recall being in this building, but I remember this congregation because of a couple of sessions at Lake Geneva. That's a long time ago, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, who knows. Since then, we've gotten old, at least that's what my wife tells me. We are people try to guess our age. And just this afternoon, we had guests who were quite convinced that we were 90. In actual fact, we are 85 going on 86. That's old enough. My wife, Naomi, has been kind of a wreck physically for years. She's very tough. I tell her she's Chinese. She's like a Chinese woman. Tough, strong. Last year, she had 5 surgeries. 5. This year, she's starting out with 2 scheduled for next week. One is simple, a cataract, and the other is an operation on the retina, which is a little more complicated. Takes a different surgeon. And in between these surgeries, she's had other illnesses, and but she never quits, never gives up. And she's determined to go back to Africa with me in July. The reason we want to go in July is that the churches have scheduled a celebration to commemorate 100 years of missionary work in Angola. This is from our denomination alone, and they have registered more than 500,000 people. You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to speak English or? Okay. Shall we start all over?
No,
this one.
Go on.
Okay. Well, forget where I was. Yeah, over 500,000 converts in that 100 years. That's a lot of converts in Africa. That is in Angola. So they have decided to have a celebration.
個牧師喺非洲宣教嘅，佢話過去100年。 喺 Angola 安哥拉嗰個地方啊 ，how many converts？ 100 million？No，
half a million。
half a million， 50,000人信主嘅，所以佢哋今年啊慶祝100周年宣教士喺嗰處設立教會。
By the way， there are many Chinese in Angola now。
喺安哥拉而家有好多華人嘅。
The reason is that China needs oil。
原因係因為中國啊需要石油。
And Angola is the second biggest producer of oil in the continent. They have offshore oil.
佢哋喺海外啊，出外啊，海下邊啊，有石油採到。
So they've made a deal with the Chinese government.
咁安哥拉同中國咧就打合同啦。The
Chinese government is sending workers in to build a railroad.
中國就派人技術人員咧喺安哥拉起鐵路。
Because before the Civil War, Angola had the only transcontinental railroad in Africa.
因為幾十年前內戰之前，安哥拉係整個非洲唯一有橫越非洲嘅鐵路線。
So all kinds of countries are bidding; they want the labor contracts, but the Chinese are the only ones who've gotten them.
有好多國家想就開始搶嗰啲同簽合同，同安哥拉簽合同重建重修嗰個鐵路，但係中國贏咗。
It'll be really wonderful when the railroad is rebuilt.
啊，佢哋等候個建好嗰個鐵路咧，就好開心啦。
Meantime, the country is in ruins.
但係未建設好個鐵路之前咧，安哥拉咧，佢係一個殘廢嘅、殘虛嘅一個國家嚟嘅。
They had a 28-year civil war.
28年咁耐內戰嘅。
Are there any women here over 35?
人當中有冇人有冇婦女年長過35歲呢？
Ask you is to draw attention to the fact that in Angola, 75%. Of the women over 35 are widows.
點解我咁樣講咧？因為安哥拉嘅人口四分三嘅婦女，35歲以上嘅都係寡婦嚟嘅。
That means a lot of sorrow.
因為就好有好多眼淚，有好多淒涼嘅事情。
It also means a lot of moral problems.
亦都係話到有好多道德上邊嘅問題。
The men are now paying the price for their attitude toward women.
嗱，而家嗰樹啊，嗰啲男人啊，喺樹要付上嗰個代價啦，因為佢哋以前點樣對婦女嘅態度。
For centuries, they have taught women that their only use in life, their only value, is to produce children.
好多世世代代啊，安哥拉嗰啲人文化咧就話婦女嘅價值咧只係一樣，就係生兒育女。
The women believe it.
嗰啲婦女又信咯喎。
Suppose there are no men to marry.
如果冇男人娶佢哋嘅呢？
So what do the women do?
咁嗰啲婦女做乜呢？
What do the girls do?
咁嗰啲年青嘅少女有咩做咧？有咩出路咧？
They go out looking for men.
咁咪出去揾男人咯。
And the result is children without fathers.
個結果就係好多兒女生咗出嚟咧係冇父親嘅。
So it just makes the little point that if you don't have the proper biblical attitude toward women, you may pay a price for it someday.
一個好好一個教訓就係，如果我哋冇按住聖經嘅教導去睇婦女啊，我哋有個好高嘅代價要付嘅。
If a man wants a woman for the night, all he needs is a bar of soap.
如果一個男人想享受一個女人一晚啫，好平好平嘅，有嚿番梘就夠噶啦。
What is also tragic is the number of throwaway children.
亦都更可憐嘅就係有好多好多嗰啲嬰孩啊、細蚊仔啊被遺棄嘅，冇人要嘅。
As a result, we started a little orphanage a few years ago.
結果咧就係我哋嘅差會啊，我哋宣教嘅工作咧就係我哋開始咗個孤兒院。
We started with 60 children.
開頭嘅時候收養咗60個嗰啲孤兒。
They were throwaway children.
都係啲人遺棄嘅，唔要嘅。
But now we have another problem.
嗱，而家又有另外一個問題啦。
And that is that the girls are growing older.
就係嗰啲嬰孩嗰啲細蚊女啊，而家大個啦。
What do you do with an adolescent girl？
咁啊，十幾歲嘅少女，佢點樣去照顧去處理呢
？You can't throw her out。
亦唔能夠趕佢出去啊。
You see the problems。
我哋見到啲問題好大噶。
Well, you can also see why we want to go back to Angola again and again。
咁你亦都會體會到點解我同埋師母啊、高師母啊，一年又一年嘅八十幾歲嘅，都年年翻去安哥拉。
If you think of us occasionally,
如果你耐不耐紀念到我哋
，pray that God will open the door.
我哋為我哋祈禱，神會開門。
Give us the physical strength to go.
俾我哋有體力能夠去。
And above all,
更重要呢
find others ready to go. You'd be just right.
I'll be just right.
Yeah, you'd be just right. You're the right age.
神差派俾童工可以同高牧师师母一齐翻去。高牧师话：我可以同佢去，我够啱我个年岁啦。
See, the truth is in the Bible, those sent out by the Holy Spirit to be missionaries were not kids.
圣经里边俾你睇到啊，圣灵所感动差派出去做宣教嘅，唔系嗰啲细蚊仔去嘅。
The 13th chapter of Acts talks about the first missionary journey.
《使徒行傳》第十三章係提敘到第一次使徒將去宣教嘅旅程。
The Holy Spirit chose Barnabas and Saul.
聖靈係選召到保羅同埋巴拿巴。
In other words, what he did was pick out the best men in the church.
如果説話嚟講，聖靈係選擇到最英最最。
Shall I help you?
Yeah, please. 最優秀、最優秀嘅宣教士出去。
I have no idea what you said, but I'm sure you said that the Spirit of God chose the best men in the church.
聖靈選擇最優秀嘅宣教士出去。
And sent them out to be missionaries.
然後差派佢哋出去宣教。
I know among American assemblies of Christians, there is the notion that if a person has no patent abilities.Send them out as a missionary.
但係基督教好多教會裏邊嘅思想就係好完全嘅相反嘅。一個人如果冇出息嘅，如果唔讀得書嘅，如果乜嘢前途都冇嘅，就擁佢出去宣教好咯。
But that doesn't work.
但係
so pray that God will find in this church perhaps some who can join Chinese workers over there.
嗰個唔係行得通㗎。
Serve God.
祈願父神嘅聖靈能夠感動我哋，喺我哋教會差派去安哥拉，特別喺果樹嘅華人嘅傳教工作裏邊做。
Okay, now what I want to read with you tonight.
而家牧師想同大家讀一段聖經。
Is found in the 23rd chapter of Luke's Gospel.
路加福音第二十三章。
Luke 23. This is called Holy Week. Right?Do you observe Holy Week?
呢個係復活節之前嗰個禮拜，我哋話係一個最神聖嘅一個禮拜啊，星期嘅大齋節啊日嘅時候。
Okay. Traditionally, and certainly in Angola when we were there, Holy Week is observed every year.
傳統啦，特別係喺安哥拉啦，復活節之前嗰個星期咧，我哋特別係守得好緊嘅。
We begin with Lent。
我哋開始係大齋節嗰日開始。
Lent is an English word. It means spring.
Lent 呢個字呢係一個英文字出嚟嘅，係 spring like water or the season.
The season.
係春天嘅春季嘅意思。
That's what it stands for. But traditionally, it began in the Middle Ages, even earlier.
傳統係在中世紀之前已經開始㗎啦。
The churches began a period of abstinence.
教會裏邊嗰啲信徒咧，開始由嗰日開始禁食嘅。
Leading up to Easter.
一直禁食到復活節嗰日。
Lasted 40 days.
係復活節之前40日開始啦，所以個40日嗰段時間咧係自己節食嘅。
Yeah, the season was corrupted by many Christian people.
唔就係過咗咁多年啊，有好多嗰啲真正嘅意義已經失去咗啦。
They thought that all Lent means is that you have to give up something you like to eat.
他們以為大齋節期就是放棄一些你平常大飲大醉、大飲大食、很喜歡吃的東西就可以了。
No meat for 40 days.
譬如好像40天不吃肉。
No ice cream for 40 days.
40天不吃雪糕了。
No smoking for 40 days.
40天不抽煙吸煙了。
But that is not the essence of holiness.
但是神聖啊，聖潔的真意啊，不是說我不吃肉或者不吃啊，戒這樣戒那樣。
As a result of that, Baptist churches and many other churches gave up the practice.
因為那些真正的意思啊，失去了了，有很多教會，譬如有些浸信會呢，我們都不守那些這樣的節期了。
That seemed so empty and vain.
因為好像很空空洞洞的，好像沒有意思的。
But the last week in Holy Week,
但是
is observed in a special way.
但是這個復活節前個禮拜呢，是一個很特別的一個，我們是遵守的。
The last week began last Sunday with Palm Sunday.
由上個禮拜日開始個棕樹主日啦。
In Angola, where we are, we observe Palm Sunday.
喺安哥拉，我哋特別係守呢個棕樹主日。
What we do is on that Sunday morning, we'll put a sprig of some kind, a little branch, leaves, pin the thing to our jackets or whatever we happen to be wearing.
嗰日開始，我哋會將啲細細嘅樹枝或者幾塊樹葉咧，就係吉喺我哋嘅
The idea is to remind us of Palm Sunday when they spread palm branches on the ground.
意思就係話提醒到我哋棕樹主日嘅時候，嗰啲以色列人啊、耶路撒冷啲人啊，將嗰啲棕樹枝啊、啲樹葉啊鋪喺地上，歡迎耶穌進入聖經。
That was the way that they celebrated the coming of the King.
以色列人當時係用咁樣嘅方式嚟迎接佢哋嘅皇帝嘅。
So it began with that.And was followed by what they called the triumphal entry into Jerusalem.
由嗰度開始，然後耶穌咧個君王咧就係海船咁樣進入到去耶路撒冷個京城。
It was not exactly triumphal.
唔係話好啊大勝利咁樣入。
Because Jesus was going into the city to be crucified.
因為耶穌進入耶路撒冷，唯一一個原因就係被釘死。
But not everybody understood that. He alone did.
但是没有人明白，只有他自己明白。
I wonder if some of you have seen that film, The Passion of the Christ.
大家记不记得几年前有一个电影叫做《耶稣的受难》啊？
That's what was meant by Passion Week.
Passion 呢个字呢就是受难的意思啊，其实。
Passion in English means suffering.
Passion 呢个字不是话热情嗰个意思，而系真正的意思系解受难受苦的意思。
That word also has been corrupted.
那個字亦都係失去咗好多意思噶啦。
You talk about a passionate love affair。
如果人如果有婚外情啊，好熱啊，好辣，好熱情啊，我哋用 passion 呢個字。
There it talks about the intensity of their relationship。
我哋係形容到嚇呢個婚外情嗰啲熱烈。
But the real meaning of passion, the Latin word, is suffering。
但係 passion 呢個字真正嘅意思係解受苦受難嘅意思。
On Good Friday, well, Jesus came into the city.On that Sunday,
耶穌在棕樹節嗰日嗰個禮拜日進入到京城。
He looked around and he went back to Bethany.
佢睇咗幾眼，然後翻出去，然後八。
He did nothing except look around.
然後出去另一個地方，佢冇乜做乜嘢，只係睇一睇啫。
He went back to the home of Martha and Mary and Lazarus.
然後約翰福音話佢出翻去城外去馬大、瑪利亞同埋該撒路嗰個地方。
Never ever did he sleep in the city.
冇話到耶穌喺耶路撒冷裏邊過夜。
Okay, and then during that week, he did various things, teaching in the temple.
嗰幾日佢不斷嘅喺聖殿裏邊教導。
And when you read about Jesus teaching, try to remember that this was in the context of his anticipated death.
我哋要睇唔得到耶穌所教導嘅，其實嗰個背景啊，係預備佢走上十架上邊送死嘅。
Well, on Saturday, he was put to death on Friday.
禮拜五被受難。
And on the Saturday, he's in the grave.
禮拜六佢係在墳墓裏邊。
And on Sunday, he rises from the dead.
禮拜日從墳墓裏邊復活出嚟。
And so Easter celebrates the resurrection of Jesus.
所以復活節係我哋慶祝紀念主耶穌基督嘅復活。
I want to read a couple of verses with reference to that.
我會讀喺路加福音23章讀幾節俾大家聽。
First one is in Luke. Chapter 22, verse 70. Getting old here. They all asked.This is at the trial, one of the trials of Jesus. They asked, Are you then the Son of God? He replied, You are right in saying I am.
首先我們讀到22章第70節那處，那些眾人都問，你是不是神的兒子啊？耶穌說，你們所說的是。
Then they said, Why do we need any more testimony? We have heard it from his own lips.
然後他們說何必再用見證呢因為我們親口的聽到他自己的自認
Then the whole assembly rose and led him to Pilate
然後23章了眾人都起來了將耶穌解到比拉多面前了
The point is he was convicted of one sin as they saw it
他被定罪是只有一個罪名
He said he was the Son of God
他自己說他是神的兒子
That's why he was crucified.
因為嗰個緣故，佢被釘在十架上。
Pilate found no fault in him.
比拉多話佢冇罪嘅。
On one occasion, he said to these very same accusers, "Which one of you accuses me of sin?"
曾經比拉多對嗰啲控告耶穌嘅人話：你哋當中啊，邊一個人啊控告耶穌係有罪呢
？And they were all silent.
佢哋個個都唔敢出聲嘅，冇人出得聲。
Now here's a question for us to think about.Tonight and tomorrow.
今晚同埋聽日，我哋思考嘅問題就喺呢度啦。
They said, "Why do we need any more testimony?"
佢哋話：我哋何需再揾人做見證呢
？And I often say to people who are not Christian people, "What more do you want?"
我好多時候對唔信耶穌嘅人話：你仲想要乜嘢
？God has given you every evidence you need.To establish the deity of Jesus, what more do you want?
神已經將所有嘅證據俾你擺在面前啦，建立到耶穌係神嘅兒子啦。你仲需要乜嘢呢
？And if you are not a Christian,
如果你未曾係決志信主嘅
，then you have to ask yourself, what am I waiting for?
咁你要問你自己，我仲等乜嘢
？What do I expect Christians or the Bible itself to tell me that I don't know already?
我仲要期望聖經或者基督徒啊講啲乜嘢聽，唔俾我俾你聽，我未曾聽過嘅。
What you need more than what God has already given you？
你仲需要更多乜嘢證據呢？神已經將足夠嘅證據擺在你面前。
A short time before any of this happened, before he actually got to the city to be accused。
嗱，呢啲事情發生之前啊。
He raised Lazarus from the dead.
耶穌剛剛將拉撒路從死裏邊復活出嚟嘅。
How often does that happen?
嗱，叫一個死人復活啊，你話係咪經常見到嘅呢
？He repeatedly did the things that God was said to have done.
佢經常嘅做啲乜嘢呢？只有神能夠做到嘅事。
He spoke the words of life.
佢用生命嘅真理講出嚟。
He offered forgiveness of sins.
佢俾過我哋罪嘅赦免。
He did everything to prove that he and the Father were one.
佢證實到佢同天父係合一嘅，已經做曬出嚟嘅證據。
So we take those words of his enemies.
所以佢將嗰啲敵人嘅説話。
And what they said was, "What more do we need?"
啲敵人話。
But their motive was to kill him.
我哋正需要乜嘢证据啊？佢哋嘅动机系为要谋害耶稣。
And they said we heard it from his own mouth.
佢哋就话我哋从你亲口里边听到佢嘅说话。
The Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 6 urges Timothy.
保罗对提摩太前书第六章鼓励佢话。
He urges him to give a good testimony as Jesus gave a good testimony before Pilate.
鼓励提摩太要好好嘅做证。为主做证，正如耶稣在比拉多面前好好嘅做证一样。
And the testimony of Jesus was that he was indeed the Son of God.
耶稣嘅证功就话我真系神嘅儿子。
And when you stop to think about it,
嗱，我哋真系谂下啦。
If he had not been the Son of God,
如果佢唔系神嘅儿子嘅话
，then his crucifixion would have been worthless.
咁佢 just one more death.咁佢個受難就係冇用嘅、冇價值嘅，只不過係多咗個人受死啫嘛。
The Romans killed people every day.
啲羅馬殺人唔眨眼嘅。
Executed them.
佢處好多千千萬萬人死嘅。
That went on for a while when I was in Angola.
我喺安哥拉嘅時候見到有好多啲政權啊處死人。
I'd taken a young man with me.
我帶過一個好年輕嘅人。
He was a very tough customer, a wrestler.
他是一個很硬正的人來的，他是摔角的，又可以做石像的、起磚的。
But he nearly went mad with fear.
但是他一次很恐懼，恐懼到差不多嚇死他。
Because at night at about 2 a.m. he would begin to hear the sound of guns going off.
因為三更半夜兩點鐘，他睡醒來擲醒，聽到有槍聲。
And he thought that the war was coming closer.
他以為內戰現在逼近他的眉頭，近他的家。
One morning we had to tell him the truth. That's not the war.
有一朝我哋向佢哋讲啲真实嘅说话，话佢听嗰个啲枪声啊，唔系内战嘅枪声。
That's the police executing people.
嗰啲系啲警察啊，枪毙啲人嘅嘅声音。
And every night, the wee hours of the morning.
每一晚三更半夜两三点，嗰啲
<people.
S 2> 警察咧系枪毙人嘅。
People they shot were not criminals.
槍斃嗰啲人咧，唔係罪犯嚟嘅。
They were just regarded as enemies of the state.
佢哋只係被認為係危害佢個政權。
But the death of Jesus was different.
但係耶穌嘅死唔同。
First, it was the death of the Son of God.
首先係神嘅兒子被謀害。
Second, it was followed by resurrection.
然後復活係跟住嚟。
And listen to what that means.
我哋睇下呢个复活嘅意思系乜嘢啦
？I'm reading now from Romans 1.
呢个系罗马书第一章啊。
Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the holy scriptures, regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David.And now this is the words I want you to hear, who through the power, the Spirit of holiness, was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
是由第一节到第四节的，他说耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音，他说这福音是神从前藉众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣洁善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Okay. You see his death ended in his resurrection.
来到耶稣基督的死亡是终结于他的复活。
And the resurrection was proof that he was indeed what he said he was, the Son of God.
他的复活就证实到他所讲的说话是真实的说话，他真是神的儿子。
And it's that that enables us to have eternal life.
同埋耶稣基督的死亡，赚取到我们能够有永生这个祝福。
Thank you. That's enough. That's my 10 minutes.
Thank you, Pastor Paul. Appreciate that. Now we open to.Questions from everyone. So please take hold of this opportunity. You have written something already. I think Pastor Cole has something up here
I
already.
I have a couple somewhere.
Yeah, some behind you.
Oh, okay.
I'll let you.
Okay. Hebrews 12, 1 through 2.
希伯来书第十二章一到第二节。
What is the scriptures referring to in a cloud of witnesses surrounding us? It's looking back on everybody mentioned in the 11th chapter.
They are the witnesses. 第一到第二節講述好多見證人嘅雲彩，呢啲見證人係指乜嘢？係指前一章第十一章嗰處有好多好多滿有信心嘅人嗰啲見證。
Did you give that whole answer? Did everybody get it?
大家有冇聽明啊
？The 12th chapter of Hebrews.You finished that, right? There's a question, a follow-up question to that one.
然後還有第二個問題，同一張紙嗰度嘅。
Come, quote. When it says we are surrounded with a great cloud of witnesses, it is talking about everybody mentioned in the preceding chapter.And they were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
那些見證人如同雲彩咁環繞住我哋，嗰啲見證係指乜嘢？指第十一章有好多好多好多舉例，佢哋係滿有信心嘅人嘅舉例。
What are my loved ones doing in heaven today?
我心愛嘅家人已經離世啦，在天堂裏邊啦。佢而家今日做緊乜嘢呢
？I don't have a ghost of an idea.
個牧師話：我一啲都唔知道。
The Bible doesn't tell you.
因為聖經冇提示到我哋。
Look a little further though in Hebrews chapter 12.
我哋再睇落希伯來書第十二章。
You have come, verse 22, to Mount Zion.
22節嗰説話，你哋而家嚟到石安山。
To the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God.
進入到永生神嘅城邑，就係天上嘅耶路撒冷。
You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly.
嗰度有千千萬萬嘅天使，滿帶住喜樂嘅相聚。
To the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven.
同埋喺初熟嘅果子嘅教会，佢哋名字啊系写在天上。
You have come to God, the judge of all men.
为你哋嚟到父神面前，佢系万人嘅审判官。
To the spirits of righteous men made perfect.
同埋使成全义人嘅灵魂。
To Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant.
同埋嚟到新约嘅中保耶稣。
And to the sprinkled blood.
同埋所洒嘅血。
That speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
呢個係指所説嘅係比亞伯嘅嗰個獻祭嗰個血啊更加美好。
That's telling us where they are.
呢個係敘述到佢哋而家喺邊處。
But it doesn't tell us what they're doing.
但係冇講到俾我哋聽，佢哋喺上天上裏面做緊乜嘢。
Unless you think of the term rejoicing.
除非你睇住嗰個字喜樂呢個字。
I don't know what heaven is like.
我唔知道天堂係點樣嘅。
I have a son in heaven.
我有一個仔喺天堂。
He was born in 1953.
1953年出世。
So how old is he now? He was 49 when he died.
佢離世嗰時候係49歲。
There's no pain quite so severe as losing your children.
冇淒涼傷痛更加嚴重過你嘅兒子過世。
I opened up an email today from my brother's oldest daughter.
我今日打開個電郵，係我個大哥嘅女寄俾我嘅。
Her father, my younger brother, is in heaven.
佢個父親即係高牧師嘅細佬喺天國堂裏邊。
Her son, my brother's oldest grandson, is also in heaven.
我個細佬嗰個最大嘅孫亦都係在天堂裏邊。
He died several weeks ago.
佢幾個月禮拜前先至過世嘅。
And in the letter, she says.
喺嗰封信裏邊，嗰個媽話俾我聽。
One sentence only.
只有一句説話。
Dear Uncle Don.
係話親愛嘅阿伯。
When does it end?
幾時先至係完
？The end meaning grief.
即係傷痛嘅完啊！幾時先至傷痛完啊
？We don't know what they're doing, but we know they are with Jesus.
我哋唔知道佢喺天堂裏邊做乜，但係我哋知道佢係在天堂裏邊與主耶穌一齊。
You cannot imagine being with Jesus as boring.
我哋唔能够想象到话同主耶稣一齐系好闷嘅。
We often sit around and say, "I wonder if Andrew is my son."
好多时候我哋坐埋嚟喺树谂啊 ，Andrew 即系高牧师嗰个过咗世嗰个仔。
I wonder if he's found his grandfather Paul, my dad.
即系我唔知佢会唔会揾到我嘅父亲咧，即系佢个爷呢？
I wonder if he's found any of his grandparents.
我唔知佢揾唔揾到佢嗰啲曾祖咧。
What do you think they're talking about?
喺树谂啊，佢哋喺树倾紧乜嘢
？We simply use our imagination.
我哋只能够用我哋嘅想象。
And I think that's perfectly okay.
我相信嗰个系冇问题噶。
So long as what you find is consistent with whatever God has to say about the land that is to come.
如果我哋所想象嘅与神嘅说话冇相对嘅、冇冲突嘅，我哋所想象嘅系可以嘅。
So that's all I know about heaven.
所以我
对 All I know is I'm ready.
对天堂嘅认识只系咁多，但系我一样嘢我知道嘅就系我几时上天堂，我都预备好。
What is a typical day like in heaven?
呢个第三个问题系嗱，
Start off with coffee.
每一日啊喺天堂里边啊系点样样噶？点样开始噶？高牧师话一杯咖啡开始咯。
Of course, if you were Chinese, it's got to be tea.
如果你系中国人嘅话，会饮杯茶开始。
They got everything in heaven.
乜嘢都有喺天堂里边。
We don't know.
我哋唔知道嘅。
We don't know.
我哋唔知道嘅。
And how is this encouragement to us today?
唔敢对我哋嚟讲，每一日嘅生活有啲乜嘢鼓励推动呢
？What you know is that God created heaven.
但系我哋肯定嘅知道，天堂系神所创造嘅。
And there's the other one. God created heaven, and if God made heaven, then we can be quite sure that it's a pretty nice place.
神创造天堂嘅，既然我哋知道神系创造天堂，能够知道天堂系一个美地。
Means eternal life.
即系话形容到话永生嘅生命喺嗰处。
It means living in a place where there's no sin.
即系话住喺一个地方冇罪恶喺嗰处。
No sin means no crooks around.
冇罪恶即系话冇嗰啲坏人喺里边。
Means no failure on your part.
即系话我哋喺嗰处都冇任何乜嘢嘅失败。
I worry about my sins more than your sins.
我为我自己嘅罪恶担心过我为你嘅罪恶担心。
It will be very different.
所以在上面是非常的不同。
Luke 16.
路加福音第十六章。
Why did Jesus use the story of the shrewd manager as a good example?
为什么耶稣用那个狡猾的管家来做一个举例？
You should have defined the word good example.
我们要形容更清晰的形容，什么叫好的举例？
And why is he promoting the dishonest manager's behavior.
同埋點解耶穌話呢個狡猾嘅管家係值得我哋去模仿
？I want to read it and put an emphasis on words that I think will explain it to everybody.
我想讀呢段聖經，特別係注重到幾個字。我以為呢幾個字咧係好好嘅解釋到呢一段。
Luke 16.
第十六章。
If I can find it. Jesus told his disciples, there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management because you cannot be my manager any longer. So what he's doing is he's calling in the foreman or the boss,And he's saying, I've heard some bad things about you of such a nature that you're fired.
这个比喻是讲述到耶稣说一个故事，有个财主，有个管家。这个管家被人控告他浪费主人的财物。所以主人就叫他来，对他说，我听到这么多的说话，你说你的经营要交代明白了，因为这个管家就是做很多那些人不被人看得到的意思。
The manager said to himself, What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, meaning I don't want to. I'm ashamed to beg.
献丑。
I know what I'll do so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses.
咁我知道我點樣做，好似我做完之後咧，喺處冇工作嘅時候咧，人哋會歡迎接受我去佢屋企裏邊做管家。
So it says that he called in each one of his master's debtors.
因為記載到話，佢將所有欠佢主人債嗰啲人嘅叫齊嚟。
And he asked the first, "How much do you owe my master?"
問第一個，你欠我嘅主人幾多？
800 gallons of olive oil, he replied.
800即係好多油。
The manager told him, "Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 400."
咁呢個精明嘅即係狡猾管家話你減一半佢啦。
Now what he's doing, and he does that with a couple of others.
佢做緊乜嘢呢？
What he's doing is bringing them in to be participators in his crime.
即係話佢將啊嗰啲欠債嗰啲人咧，同佢同果一齊做嗰啲罪惡嘅事。
So that he was not the only thief.These other debtors became thieves also.
So he was not the only one who was stealing, he was lying. The other people who were responsible were also committing crimes.
As a result of that, when he lost his job, the last paycheck, they would give him work.
Please tell me, when he was laid off, they could go to the responsible people's tree.
The master commended the dishonest manager. Now listen to this.Because he had acted shrewdly, for the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light.
第八節嘅説話，主人就誇獎呢個不義嘅管家作事聰明。佢話：因為今世之子在世事之上啊，較比光明之子更加聰明。
He's saying that in the context of this world.The people who really don't know God often act smarter than do the children of light.
我説話嚟講啊，在人世間啲人啊，在佢呢個罪惡嘅環境裏邊啊，佢哋所做嗰個聰明嗰個程度啊，比在光明之子、在信耶穌嘅得救人裏邊啊，嗰啲人啊更加聰明、更加好預備。
He says they are more shrewd. Do we know what shrewd means? Everybody know what that means?
作事更加聰明、更加狡猾、更加巧，好多巧巧。
They are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind.
即係佢哋從佢哋嗰班人自己嘅相對交往啊，好聰明。
Out there in the world,
在人世間
，whether it's the United States or China,
無論係邊處，美國、中國都係。
There are an awful lot of crooks.
有好多欺欺騙騙、呃呃騙騙嘅。
It used to be that in this country.We had the saying, "His word is his bond."
好多時候，好耐之前我哋喺美國有講個説話，一個人嘅説話咧就係靠得住噶啦。
What that means is, if he says something, it's going to happen. He's an honest man.
即係話佢講乜嘢就係乜嘢，係老老實實嘅。
Would you do that now?
而家得唔得啊？可唔可以只係靠一個人嘅説話
？Would you make a promise to someone about a house?
你買屋買屋一句説話就
係。You want a dozen signatures.
你落成啊，唔係㗎，而家。
Because you don't trust it.
要好即係簽好多名㗎，因為唔信得過㗎，唔靠得住
㗎。So Jesus said, "I tell you, use worldly wealth, use your money to gain friends for yourselves, so that when the money is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings."
所以第九節耶穌話：我又告訴你們，要藉著那不義的錢財結交朋友。到了錢財冇用的時候，佢哋會接你哋做永存的帳幕裏去。
In other words, use money in such a way as to win eternal rewards.
用錢去收買永恆嘅報酬。
Okay, I think we got a few more of these.You guys give me questions I can't answer.
牧師話：你哋俾我咁多問題，我答唔出口嘅。
In a married life, how can I regain confidence when I feel a lack of security in our finance, future, and relationship?
在婚姻裏邊啊，我點樣可以重拾嗰個安全感？現在面對這麼多的錢財的危機，很多不同的壓力。
Well, I don't think this is the kind of question I can answer publicly.
牧師說這個不是大眾面前可以回答這個問題。
So I would say, if you are a man,
所以我話，如果你係一個男士，
you go talk to the pastor, and if you don't trust the pastor, talk to someone you do.
同牧師講，你唔信一個牧師，揾第二個人講。
And if it's a woman,
如果你係一個婦女，
talk to the pastor's wife.
同師母講。
And if you don't trust her, find one you do.
唔信一個師母，揾第二個人講。
Every congregation has people that can be of help because they've been that way.
每一個教會都會有人可以幫到你，因為每一個好多人都經歷過呢啲困難。
I feel sorry for whoever wrote this because, as a pastor in various countries, I've seen so many miserable marriages. I don't know how they stand them myself.
我好等寫呢個問題嗰個人心裏邊難過，因為做牧師見過好多。家庭婚姻好多嘅問題。
One thing that in an abusive family, domestic abuse, such as emotionally, physically, verbally, what advice do you give to the victim to overcome fear?
呢個問題就係在一個有情緒虐待嘅其他虐待之下嘅家庭。你怎樣可以幫受虐待的那個人勝過他們心裡面的恐懼？
You need the help of the church. That's what the church is for.
你需要教會的維持幫助，教會存在的目的就是這處。
So I think that I would, if I could, consult the church.
我說如果是我的話，我會在教會裡面、團契裡面求助。
I also would like to make a general comment or two.
你都想講一個好普遍嘅、廣泛嘅一句説話。
Generally speaking,
普遍嚟講，
which means usually but not always.
即係話通常係咁樣，但係唔係一定係。
The troublemaker in the marriage is the man.
喺婚姻裏邊啊，最多製造麻煩嘅咧係嗰個丈夫。
It's largely a cultural thing.
好大部分係因為文化之間嘅問題。
Men treat their wives abusively.
男人用好強暴嘅勢力去欺壓女人。
I remember in Africa, I used to fight with the elders.
我記得我喺安哥拉嘅時候啊，成日同教會嗰啲長老啊有衝突嘅。
I'd say you cannot be an elder if you're abusive to your wife.
我對佢話：你唔能夠做教會嘅長老啊！如果你在家庭裏邊啊咁樣欺負嗰啲你嘅妻子嘅。
They would answer, "We're not being abusive. We're just training them."
嗰啲長老話：我哋唔係虐待我啲老婆啊，係我哋只係訓練佢哋之嘛。
The word they used to train their wives was the same verb they used to break a cow to the yoke.
你用乜嘢一個字係形容佢哋訓練佢哋嘅妻子啊？訓練一個畜生，訓練一隻牛，訓練一隻馬，嗰個字同一個字。
I could tell you many, many stories.
我有好多故仔講俾大家聽。
And I come home to this country and find it's not an awful lot different.
當我翻返嚟自己美國嘅時候，我所見到嘅冇乜幾多分別㗎。
Most of the abuse is verbal.
好多嘅欺負、欺壓、虐待啊，係説話嘅恐嚇。
But the elders have the responsibility to listen to their wives, who really are the pastors of the church. They know what's happening.
長老的責任就是聽這些婦女的聲音的，問題是怎樣呢？
I never knew what was happening until my wife told me.
我蒙查查的，不知道的，等到師母、高師母告訴我，我才知
道。And they should come to the defense of women who are being abused.
Who's sleeping?
The elders should come to the defense of women being abused.
教會的長老應該維護受欺壓、受虐待的婦女。
Okay.But it is a big problem.
但是一个很大的问题。
And nowadays, we live in an age when adultery is as common as eating a dish of ice cream.
我们现在活在什么时代里面？活在一个婚外情，在婚姻里面不忠不贞，好像吃雪糕一样平常。
Yeah. Well, my answer to that question is get help.
我對你們所回答的就是你快點去找人親自的幫助你。
How come when I watch Jesus suffering on the cross on the DVD I don't cry about it anymore.
點解我睇電影睇到耶穌受苦受難，我唔再傷心流淚
？Why am I not emotional about it？
點解我情緒唔流淚
？I understand the pain he went through physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
我明白佢經歷過心靈、肉體上邊嘅痛苦。
I taught others about Jesus.
我教
love to spread the word.
我教其他人去傳福音。
However, I start to question myself if what I got is knowledge.
但是开始怀疑自己。
I try to give glory to him in most of the things I do.
我好想愿在我所做的一切都荣耀他。
But I wonder if I did that for the purpose of fear of God's wrath and anger.
但是我所做的很可能是因为我恐怕神的愤怒。
Then am I a sheep or a goat in front of the shepherd?
我恐懼自己一係個山羊或者個綿羊呢
？Should I be crying when seeing what he has done for us?
Should I be
crying?
我領悟到佢為我所做嘅，我應唔應該流淚呢
？The answer is most of the time you should be rejoicing.
唔係個答案就係大部分嘅時間咧，你應該存著喜樂嘅心。
Should be happy about it.
你應該為耶穌為你受苦受難而歡喜快樂。
So many verses in the Bible that talk about rejoicing because of what God has done for us.
聖經裏邊有好多經節話，因為神為我哋所做嘅，我哋要喜樂。
Whether or not you cry,
你一係
is often a question of your emotional makeup.
你一哭一哭一喊唔喊，流唔流眼淚，係話你自己嘅情緒裏邊，你自己嘅性格。
We have a friend who comes to our house who can cry. She cries about everything.
我有個朋友經常嚟我屋企，佢乜都喊嘅，乜嘢都流淚嘅。
She's a very sincere person.
佢一個好忠誠嘅一個人。
But her makeup, her emotional makeup, is not what mine is.
但係佢嘅情緒啊，佢嘅性格啊，同我嘅完全唔同嘅。
Sometimes I envy her and I wonder if I have a hard heart.
好多時候我好羨慕佢，因為我恐怕我自己係唔係個心真係咁硬嘅。
But I think if you read the scriptures slowly,
但如果你細心去睇聖經
asking yourself what it means, generally speaking, you will find that it's not the intention that you weep for Jesus.
好多時候我哋留心睇聖經嘅啦，聖經裡會話，好多時候唔係話要我哋為主耶穌流淚。
That's a hard question.
嗰個問題係好難。
Yeah, I like women who can cry.
我好羨慕，好欣賞能夠流淚嘅婦女。
God made women that way. I don't know that. I assume a woman wrote this. No man would have written that.
我好欣賞神創造婦女能夠咁能夠有情緒上咁。
Men don't confess.
我相信嗰個係婦女寫嘅。我相信男人唔會問嗰個問題。男人好多時候唔會承認呢啲説話。
I never cried so much in my life as I did after my son died.
等到我仔離世之前咧，我從來好少流眼淚嘅，而家流多啲。
All the times I cried for Jesus weren't half as many times as I cried for my son.
I'm sorry.
All of the times in my life that I cried for Jesus were not half as many as the tears shed for my son.
我為主所流嘅淚啊！總唔夠我為我嘅兒子所流嘅淚嘅一半。
Maybe that's a confession.
或者嗰個係我嘅認罪。
In China, there are many people who never heard the gospel. What will happen to them?
中國有好多人從來冇聽過福音，佢哋嘅後果係乜嘢呢
？How did the people in the Old Testament become God's children?Two questions. I'll take them in reverse order.
在舊約裏邊未曾聽過耶穌嘅，佢哋點樣能夠得救呢
？The people in the Old Testament became God's children in exactly the same way we do.
在舊約裏邊啲人成為神嘅兒女，嗰個方法同我哋成為神嘅兒女嘅方法係一樣。
By faith.
靠相信。
Read the 11th chapter of Hebrews.
希伯來書第十一章，我哋去睇。
It starts out those who come to God.Must come believing, A, that he is, and B, that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
第十一章一句开始就讲说话，边个人能够神到神面前被神接纳嘅？第一系相信神存在，第二相信神会按住我哋嘅反应报酬我哋。
In other words, he doesn't give you a whole developed theology. He says you've got to believe he is. There are no saved atheists.
佢唔俾我哋有好多好多好深奥嘅神学，只系一个好简单嘅，我哋要相信神嘅存在。
And you have to believe that he's approachable.
第二，我哋要相信神系我哋能够就近嘅、走近嘅。
Oh, what did I do with that? That's how people got saved, by believing the gospel.
相信福音呢个就系得救嘅。
Look at the fourth of Romans.
呢个就系
gives two people, Abraham and David. How are they saved?
喺罗马书提到大卫同埋亚伯拉罕，佢两个人点样得救啊？都系靠信，因信得救。
In China, there are many people who never heard the gospel. What will happen to them?
在中國有好多人從未聽過福音，佢哋會有乜嘢後果收場？
You ought to know better than I do.
我哋應該比高牧師更加嘅清楚明白。
What happens to the people in China?
中國裏邊啲人點樣呢？
Are they all lost?
係咪失落嘅呢？全部都係呢？
What do you think?
你有乜嘢認為？
Missionary work started at about 1900, a little before that.
基督教嘅宣教士，哦，二百年咁耐嘅歷史啦。
Do you think that all of the Chinese people before missionaries got there went to hell?
宣教士之前啊，係咪嗰啲所有嘅人都落地獄呢？
Does anybody believe that?
係咪個個都相信咁呢？
Well, here's one who doesn't.
这个是哪一个人 who does it?
I do not believe they're all lost.
我不相信他们个个都是失落的。
That would make God the biggest racist in history.
因为如果说他们个个都失落，即是说神是最大很大种族歧视的一个神。
Because there are more Chinese than any other group, are they all lost?
因为人世间中国人比任何其他民族更多人数。
Let me give you three sentences without looking through scriptures.
我俾你三句说话。
First of all, the basis of salvation.
第一就系救恩嘅根据凭据系乜嘢？
The basis of salvation is the death of Jesus.
救恩嘅凭据就系耶稣基督嘅受死。
Because he died, God can save people righteously.
因为基督嘅受死，神能够藉着基督嘅受死嚟拯救人。
The means of salvation is faith.
救恩得救的渠道就是信心。
Nobody has ever gotten saved because he was a good guy.
没人因为他一个好人是得救。
Confucius didn't get into heaven because he was a nice person.
孔夫子不能够进入天堂，说因为他是很有道德的。
If he got to heaven, he got to heaven on the basis of what Christ did for him.
如果他能够进入天堂，是因为主耶稣基督为他所做的。
Even if he never heard of Christ.
虽然他未曾听过耶稣这个名。
So the content of faith.
所以信心的内容是什么呢？
The content of faith varies from age to age.
信心的内容是不同时代有改变的。
People who never heard of Jesus.
未曾听过耶稣这个名的人。
They are saved by faith.
他们是凭信得救。
What they believe is determined by God.
他们所相信的是神所判断的。
I never spend a week worrying about the Chinese who lived before mission. I don't spend a week worrying about the Chinese.
我没有为中国人得不得救而花很多的心机。
When you get to heaven, you're going to find your forebears there, as many as you can imagine.
我们到天堂里面，我们会见到我们的先祖有很多在那处，多于你所想象的。
It says after Jesus died, he descended to Hades to declare his identity. Those who died had a chance to believe and follow him. Is that true? Is that biblical?
这个问题就是耶稣受死之后落到阴间，是不是说在阴间里的人再有第二次的机会听福音，接受福音而得救呢？
I don't think this answer is biblical.
我不相信这个答案是合乎圣经的教导。
Jesus went to Hades. We know that.
耶稣死后进入阴间，我哋知道。
That is simply a word speaking of the place of the dead.
呢个阴间嘅意思啊，只不过系形容到死嘅人所在之处。
Some went to Hades were saved. Some were not.
有啲喺阴间系得救，有啲系唔得救。
When he went there, he completed the human experience: birth, death, burial, and then Hades.
耶稣进入个阴间嗰个原因啊，系因为佢完成咗人生所经历嘅每一个阶段：出世、受死、埋葬，在阴间里边。
I want to read a verse to you in Acts. This is Peter's statement about Jesus.
呢个系《使徒行传》保罗 ，I'm sorry， 彼得点样形容耶稣嘅一句说话？
It should be in chapter 2. If it's not, somebody moved it.
应该是第二章，如果不是第二章的话，当然有人改过圣经了。
Here's what it says in chapter 12.
第十二章。
I mean, verse 12.
第十二节，第二章第十二节。
Verse 31. Seeing what was ahead.David spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, meaning Hades. In many translations, they leave the Greek word there, Hades. Nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. It was not possible that he be kept in the grave.You see, Hades is a term for the grave. Peter also, in his first epistle, talks about him going to Hades because when he died, he had to go somewhere. His spirit didn't just sort of beat around town waiting for the third day.
这个是彼得讲到主耶稣受死之后要去某一个地方的，那个灵魂不能够飘来飘去无定处的。
The idea was not to declare who he was. The idea was to go somewhere.
他的意思不是说去到阴间那处去宣告他是哪一个，是什么身份，只不过是他要一定要去某一处去暂定。
But it was not possible that he be kept in the grave.
但是他不能够被滞留在阴间，滞留在坟墓里面。
I know that I'm giving quick, inadequate answers to these questions, but otherwise we'll never get through them.
我知道我哋嘅答案係好快嘅浸過去，但如果我唔快啲嘅話，你冇辦法解釋到其他嗰啲問題。
If God is a God of love, why is there hell?
如果神係慈愛嘅神，點解會有地獄？
The first thing to remember, Matthew 25 tells us that hell was made for the devil and his angels.
首先我哋要明白嘅就係地獄係為邊啲人而設啊？是为撒旦和跟随撒旦的天使而设的。
Wasn't made for us.
地狱不是为世人而设的。
The people who go to hell go there because they do everything possible to frustrate the purpose of God for them.
哪个人进入地狱呢？就是神给世人这么多这么多的机会呼召，他们都拒绝，他们自己情愿离开神。
One of my favorite texts is 1 John chapter 4.
我好中意嘅圣经就系约翰一书第四章。
The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
神差派儿子为咗要成为人世间嘅拯救。
And Jesus said, "I did not come to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved."
耶稣话：我嚟唔系话要定世人嘅罪，乃系要使世人得救。
You know, it's getting kind of late. I think we can hold these for next time. Let's see.
而家开始都几夜啦，还有好多问题未曾解答到，或者我哋可以留下一次。Are you going to take a break now? Or?
題是需要大家討論彼此的對答的。
I'll write something and send it.
我公司會寫一些東西。 Are you going to send us what you're writing or something?
Sure, I'll send you something.
公司會在文字上解答，解答之後會寄上來。
These are all tough questions I can't answer.
這些都是很深奧的問題，不能夠一言一語解答完。
A lot of people doing some strong thinking in this church.
呢個教會裏邊好多人好有深深嘅思想。
Is that right?
唔知咧。
Doing some serious thinking.
有好細心嘅思想。
Okay.
Thank you so much, Pastor Cole, for spending this wonderful time with us. Of course, we're going to invite Pastor Cole to come back again. And
after I got two questions to answer.
But to recap what Pastor Cole said in the beginning.It is a question that God has for us. What more do we need to respond to Him? 我們還需要等什麼才我們會向主耶穌回應呢? All the evidence that He died for us, that He is alive, that is true and is real, and is worthy of our devotion, worthy of our worship, worthy of ourobedience, worthy of our submission. All that is evident in front of us. The question is really not to seek answer to questions that we really don't have all the complete answer. But the true, real question that we need to answer is, how shall I live today? How shall I respond today to this man named Jesus who gave his life for me?And he said, the power of his resurrection is for you and for me to use this very day, this very moment. That's the question. Not Pastor Cole can answer for you, not I can answer for you. That's a question that you have to answer for yourself. And that is not a question of the mind. That's not a question of intellect, it's a question of the heart. It's a question whether you want to say, all right, I come to the point.That I allow you to come and take possession of me. It's a question of your commitment. It's a question of your will and your heart. And I'm going to ask you, allow me to ask you the question. Will you be ready? Will you be willing even right now to accept that challenge from Jesus? Let's pray together. Let's close our eyes together. Now while we are closing our eyes, I know they areVery few. 我哋喺處靜默嘅時候，我哋知道我哋當中只有一個兩個，因為我哋好熟悉彼此嘅好熟悉。Because I know each one of you so well, we all know each other so well. We've been good friends for a long time. We spend leisure time together. We spend time going over questions together. This is not the first time we answer questions, but I think it is the time that you answer.The question Jesus had for you. What will you do with the one who loved you so much that he gave his life for you? 你当中有边个？你已经知道神向你嘅要求，佢要求你打开你嘅生命，接受佢做你嘅主宰，接受佢做你人生嘅主控。你愿不愿意呢? I always say that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. A lot of times our minds are befuddled. And that is because Satan is taking captive of our mind. But Jesus said, let me enter into your life first. And the light that is Christ Jesus will shine into that darkness. When he can possess you, he will then open your mind.To even greater and deeper understanding. Won't you do that? Won't you let him take hold and possession of your life? Even right now, let him be your Lord. Let him be your God. Let him be the one you devote your heart and your will to. Let's pray together. 亲爱天父，你已经为我们献上最高最高的赎价，你已经将我们最需要的爱、宽恕、 新生命的力量赐予给我们，你只是要求我们伸手出来接受。我们当中还有哪一个你仍然不伸开手去接受的？我劝告你，我鼓励你，你今日就接受，接受主耶稣做你生命里面的主宰，永恒的拯救。Won't you open your heart even right now and pray this prayer? Lord, forgive me, for I have resisted you far too long. I know what you ask of me. I open my life, I open my heart to receive you. You come in and take hold of me. And I pray that you will let this prayer be yours. And for the rest of us who have enjoyed the blessing of salvation,Father, we pray that you would continue to draw us closer ever to you, strengthen our faith ever deeper in you. The trouble that entangles us, whether it is intellects, whether it is very practical, life at home, life in the marriage, Father, we pray that the power of the resurrection may be at work.In impossible situation that we may find ourselves in. Someone asks about fear. Someone asks about restoration from fear. Father, we pray that you would just plant that person's heart in you. When their security is in you, whom else shall they be fearful of? Father, we pray and trust that you would.Take hold of the person and keep that person close to your heart. And I understand there are difficult situations, even dangerous situations. Father, by your grace and power, keep the weak, keep the oppressed under your grace, that they may be protected from harm and from evil. Father, we thank you and give you praise for the life and ministry of Pastor Cole and Mrs. Cole. Even in their age,They continue to be bold and courageous and continue to walk forward to, even looking forward to visiting Angola in July. Father, we pray and trust for Naomi and to your healing power, that you would allow all this surgery, all this pain to be under your gracious hand. Heal her, restore her strength, allow them to continue to shine bright.For your name's sake. We pray and trust in Jesus' name. Amen. What do you think? Pastor Cole deserve a little trickle of clapping? Or?
Thank you.
I dare you. You guys been sitting there for an hour and a half, 2 hours. How does it feel? Pretty good. But Pastor Cole's been standing for an hour and 15 minutes.
No, started this morning.
Isn't that something? We appreciate Pastor Cole so much.You think we should ask Pastor Cole to come back? Soon.
Thank you.
Let Pastor Cole sit down and rest a little. You know, spend time to do, interact with him if Pastor Cole is not well enough. Otherwise, we're going to have him come back. All right? So good to have you with us. Pray and hope that you can come back tomorrow. 7 o'clock, there's an early service. I know that if you need the rest, that's fine. But do come back.And join us for worship at 11 o'clock. Won't you all do that? Come back at 11 o'clock. I hope to see you then. Go in peace. Go enjoy. God be with you.